Well, good morning again. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So how many of you lost power this morning or last night? Raise your hands again. Raise them high. You're proud, proud to have lost the power, right? Well, that's kind of a weird thing to be proud about. Put your hands down. How many of you had that little flicker? Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's what we had. And the alarm went off, too, twice. Paul writes to the Christians in Rome about baptism here in chapter 6 of Romans. And it's about being connected to Christ. It's kind of like being connected to the power, okay? You know what happens when the power goes out, and you know what happens when the power comes on. And I don't mean the flashing 12 o'clock. It means you got power. It's like you have life. And that's kind of like what baptism is like. Because in baptism, God connects us to the power of our Savior. And Paul calls it the newness of life. Jesus, we're connected to Jesus in our baptism. And Paul says we're connected to Jesus' death and his resurrection. If you think about the plug on a... Dave, I don't know what I'm unplugging here. If you think about the plug that you have here, right? There's, forget about the ground, but there's two ends of it. The power comes in, one goes through your light or whatever it is, your cell phone or your computer, and it goes back through the other side, right? And it's kind of like that in today as we think about Jesus' baptism. Jesus goes into the water of baptism. And he doesn't receive forgiveness because he doesn't have sins to be forgiven. But he takes something out of the water with him. Okay, the Holy Spirit descends. He sees it just as Isaiah foretold in the reading that Nancy gave us from the Old Testament, from Isaiah chapter 42. Just as Isaiah prophesied, the Holy Spirit will be upon him. And he will come out. He comes up out of the water. And God the Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And he goes into the water and takes upon himself that connection to us. And he receives not forgiveness, but the sins of the world that he takes to the cross. And God connects to us in baptism. He connects us to Jesus in baptism. And it's like we get the other side of that. We get the current. We get the power of forgiveness, life, and salvation in baptism. Paul makes it very, very clear. He says, we're connected to Christ's death and resurrection. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. In baptism, God connects us to Christ in both his death and his resurrection. Now, to say that baptism connects us to Christ is to say that prior to baptism, without baptism, without faith, we're disconnected from Christ. I don't know about you, but my cell phone doesn't last that long if it's not connected pretty frequently to the power. Without power, it's dead. It makes, I guess you could use it as a paperweight. It's a pretty expensive paperweight. But that's all it's good for. It's basically dead. It can't do anything. It can't raise itself up. It can't connect itself to the power. But God comes, and in your baptism, he connects you to Christ. You who are dead in your trespasses, as Paul puts it. You who are dead and subject to the wrath of God, you can't raise yourself up. You're dead. Dead to God. And what does that look like? When you're disconnected from God, when you've forgotten about God, or maybe you never believed in God in the first place to start, you're not connected to Him at all. And you're connected to basically yourself. And you think about yourself. You forget about God and you forget about your fellow man or your fellow woman. And it leads to things like someone mentioned to me recently, Pastor, you know, you really should preach about thoughtlessness. And I, you know, that's a pretty common sin. We think about ourselves all the time, but we forget to say thank you or please or, and it's not just manners. We think about just ourselves. What's important to me? And we think about our relationships. What's important to me out of this relationship? What do I get out of it? Really? Think about that for a second. It is the relationship that you're thinking about so shallow that you just get something out of it? And you're going to leave it if you don't get anything out of it, or you don't get what you want out of it, or you don't get enough of what you want out of it. Really, it's a pretty shallow relationship. It's a pretty shallow person. That's what thoughtlessness is. We have the same thing with God. What do I get out of my relationship with God? Well, if He doesn't answer my prayer when I want it and right on time and exactly the way I want it with, you know, fries on the side, then I don't have time for Him. That's being dead in your trespasses. That's being dead in your sins. It's really not much of a life. It's not life. So God comes and He plugs us into Himself in baptism. And He gives us the promise of newness of life. You can feel the electricity running through you. Newness of life. He raises you to, He says, not only are you buried with Christ in His death, but in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. He connects us to Himself in baptism in order that we may be connected to God, the source of all life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, this newness of life is something that we're walking in now. And maybe, and you don't have to wait till you're dead to be raised up to experience it. We experience it right now in our lives through God's action in our lives through baptism. So what a contrast this is. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, and now God has raised us to new life in baptism. And this is a new life where we live not just for ourselves anymore. Think that thoughtlessness stuff. But we live for Christ. And He plugs us in, and He makes us like lights to the world. What does your light look like? How connected are you to your baptism? Is your light weak and fading? Or is it bright and shining with the glory of the Lord? If sometimes you feel like, well, maybe my light's not that bright anymore, it's not because there's no power there. It's not like you were to plug your light in or your phone into the wall this morning, and there's no power because the tree limb hit the wires, and there's no power anywhere. No, God's power is there all the time. Even better than the power company. It's always there. The power of your baptism is always there. You just need to remember that. And when you come here and you hear God's word, and God tells you his promises, you're plugging into that power. When you hear God's words of forgiveness and saying, you're not dead anymore. I've made you alive, and I've given you a purpose, and I've given you a direction in your life for now and through eternity. You're an eternal light. When you come and receive forgiveness of sins in Holy Communion, it's like plugging into your baptism. Repenting and plugging into that forgiveness which gives you new life. It gives you hope. Hope for the resurrection. Hope for newness of life. Hope for being freed from the slavery to sin. Being empowered to live a life for God. What does that look like? It looks like remembering your baptism and knowing that you can share God's mercy with somebody. Showing God's forgiveness to somebody who sinned against you and who's hurt you. Did it hurt Jesus to go to the cross? Of course it did. Tremendously. He goes to the cross for you and me. He goes into his baptism for you and me. To take upon himself our sins. But brothers and sisters in Christ, you died with Christ. You were taken down from the cross and wrapped in those linens and put in a cold tomb with Christ. So that you would be dead to sin. Dead so that sin has no more power over you. And then you are raised with Christ, raised in his resurrection, raised with the power of Christ to resist temptation and to see sin for what it is. And yes, I know that in this life, as long as you wear this mortal body, you're going to be subject to it and you're going to fall down. That's why Romans 7 was written, because Paul goes through the same thing. But he comes back to his baptism because that's where the power is, in Christ. Being connected to Christ through your baptism, knowing that the power of his forgiveness is always there. And when you repent, you just plug into that and you are forgiven. It's always ready for you to be forgiven. And always ready to give you power to lead a new life. Paul says, if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. There's still more to come. Just as Christ was raised from the dead physically, bodily, raised from the dead, so will we be raised from the dead. We say it in the creed, the resurrection of the body. So will all who are connected to Christ in his resurrection through baptism. And with those who have gone before us into the presence of the Lord, we await that day when Christ, the one with whom we were buried and raised on Easter in our baptism, the day when he will return. And that day, he's not going to return with meekness and humility. He's going to return in majesty and power that all people can see. And they will be able to see it through you as well. You will shine like the stars. You will be raised with a body that is imperishable and incorruptible and immortal. No longer subject to the effects of sin. That day, all of humanity will stand before Christ. And you who are baptized and believed, your names are written in the book of life. And then, you will be eternally, as you are now, connected to Christ. Lights of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.